Where's all my soul sisters? Let me hear your flow, sisters. Hey, sister, go, sister.
We're gonna get the flow, sister.
Hey, sister, go, sister, soul sister. Right, so I'm gonna sing the Maya part, which means you have to sing the Christina, which means Seb has to sing Lil' Kim.
Okay, I don't know why you think while I'm on the call that you're Maya.
Well, because I'm starting the song. She started, right?
It doesn't matter that it was your intro this week, but you think you can come over here into our house that we pay the rent on together and you are going to take my bit?
Why you want to be Maya?
Everyone knows I'm Maya. Well, that's so everyone knows I'm Maya because she's cute, she's flirty, she opens the song, she sets the tone. That's me.
This is why Beyonce went solo, because of people like you.
What, do you think Kelly Rowland was demanding things of Destiny's Child?
You are not talking bad about Kelly Rowland in this house.
I wasn't talking about Kelly Rowland. You were talking bad about Kelly Rowland.
Okay, cool. Is there an intro happening somewhere?
Well, it was. It was happening until the Supremes broke up.
Well, I'm sorry. Yeah. Go on. No, I'll allow you to steal my bit.
No. Like. Your choices were rubbish in the first place because we didn't have any notice of what you were doing. So I am not Lil' Kim. It should have been you as Lil' Kim. It should be Dan as Maya. It should have been me as Christina. But anyway, sort out your intro.
Well, can I just be Missy? I'll just sing the Missy part.
You're not Missy, though. You're not Missy. Okay, let me tell you.
Sing a part. Just start the song.
Seb was so close to being correct. Okay, I am Maya. Okay. I am Maya. Nick, you are Pink. Let me explain why. Okay? Because you just be coming in loud as hell. Loud as hell for no reason. So you're Pink. You're the one who I would expect to just strap themselves into a harness and be doing flips in the air. You give very much that energy.
But also,
so you'd be Pink.
But also, can we just talk? I know there's an intro going on here, but let's talk about it for a second. We all knew the reason why Pink came in high is because she knew when it came to Christina. Because remember, at that time, she and Christina was in war. So she was like, let me show the girls how I can do my thing. And she came in loud and she did her thing.
She did her thing. And it's really upsetting for fans of that song that nobody wants to be Pink. Go on.
But he met Marmalade down in Old Moulin Rouge, struff on the street. Are you point that is you, Dan. That is you on Clapper.
No, the point with Pink is if you were the type of person that would want to be Pink, Christina does essentially what Pink does but better later in the song. So you might as well be Christina. No one's doing it like Maya. Lil Kim is obviously separating out from the rap. And then Missy Elliott is for everyone's mum who wants to come in and play with the girls. Like, give her that bit and she's fine. But go on, anyway, do your intro. I'm sorry.
Well, he met Marmalade down in Old Moulin Rouge, strutting her stuff on the street. She said, hello, hey Joe, you want to give it a go? Gitchy, gitchy, yeah, yeah, da, da. Hey, hey, hey. Gitchy, gitchy, yeah, yeah. Hey, hey. Mocha chocolata. It's yeah, yeah. Ah, yeah. Yeah. Creole lady Marmalade. All these French words. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Avec moi.
C'est toi. All these French words and you say Marmalade.
Listen, I was trying my best. I tried my best 90s Voulez-vous young British girl. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? Voulez-vous coucher
avec moi?
You know what it means?
What? Will you stay the night with me? Will you sleep with
me
tonight?
Do you want to sleep with me tonight?
On her black satin sheets, where she started to freak. Oh, let me tell you something. This song is so raunchy. And
don't you think it's funny?
The girls are doing it.
I was a little kid, like, jamming to that song. Everyone loved Lady Marmalade. And it is about prostitutes. It's always been about prostitutes. Even when Patti LaBelle was singing it, it was about prostitutes.
Yeah, but so is Tit Tit. Yeah. Beep, beep. Bad girls.
Before we get into this, can we talk about one of the most iconic songs I've ever listened to? The Midnight Train to Georgia is iconic. Let me tell you why. That man is leaving her husband and going on a train, you know.
Am I right? She's not leaving her husband.
Well, she's not leaving her husband.
No, baby. No, She with a man, okay? And the man is from Georgia, but they live in LA, and he can't stand this, like, famous, like, lifestyle. She's really successful there, and he can't handle it. So he's taking the train back to Georgia to go back to his life. And then she's like, fuck all my life and my success. I'm going to be with my man. So I'm getting a midnight train to Georgia, and I'm, because what's my life without him? And I was like, successful. Why are you doing this?
For some odd reason, I always thought she was leaving this man.
No, no, midnight why? Train to Georgia should have been no. Like, he can get the line midnight of train that to Georgia, you stay there.
Is LA proved too much for the man? He couldn't make it. So he's going back to find his little place in time. And then if that's why you need to have the original with the Pips, because the Pips are like the men saying what's happening to him.
Makes
when it's her by herself, it doesn't make sense.
He's leaving on that midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving on the midnight train to Georgia.
And that will be with him. I know you will. On that midnight train, to Georgia.
Welcome. I'm gonna say something. Welcome to church, baby. This is the church. It's the church episode of Love Brown Gaze. We are joined by our auntie. Every single time she comes here, bringing some Jamaican black cake, a bottle of wine. Most likely, she bringing some tonic wine. Sebastian joining me and Zan on this week. Love Brown Gaze. Hi. How we doing?
Hey. We good. Kind of.
Well, we were enjoying our little throwback there to the sounds that made us sound. You know, feel a little sum.
There are some times where we do this show, and I do think maybe we should have made it a radio show rather than a podcast, because we get so deep into the lore of these songs that I'm like, if you were driving your car back from the airport at 2 a.m. in the morning and you heard the three of us shouting about the meaning of Midnight Train to Georgia, like, would you not stay tuned in?
You would.
Yes, you would. Come on now. That's why I tune in. This is why last week I was like, where is my episodes? I have to deal with these straight people in Muscle Works. Where is my episodes?
I have to apologize. The episode being late last week was completely on me. And let me tell you for why. Okay. It was not because we didn't record it, because we did. In fact, I believe, Nick, we recorded early, didn't we?
Yes, because you had a date.
I had a date, which got cancelled anyway, so I didn't go on it, but anyway, it's fine.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. I remember my life. I did the editing. I had everything ready. I did the description. I'd put the name of it. I scheduled the upload time. I let it upload, and then I forgot to press publish. And then Seb told me, and then by the time I worked out what he was talking about, because let me tell you a little bit about Seb, okay? Let me tell you a little bit about being friends with Seb and Nick. Seb and Nick, when they message you, they expect you to have full context of whatever they're talking about. They won't provide you any backing details. They're not going to give you any references or like, girl, have you seen this? Seb will come through with just like, so what's wrong? And I'm like, I don't know. What is wrong? Nick will come through with like a screaming emoji, like, girl, oh my God, girl, could you believe it? And I'm like, could I believe what? Why would you tell me? I don't know. So
listen, you know, we always come with gifts. We always come with gifts.
Listen.
Look, it's a good time, but my God, you make me work for it.
Well, you're the organized one. Yeah, this is the chaos one, and I'm the miserable one. This is our thing. We know this.
Yeah, but I can't bring order and organization if you don't give me the materials. I cannot create silk out of air. It does not work for me. But anyway, yeah, so Seb told me in his own way that the show wasn't up. And so by the time I worked out what it meant, it was the next day. So I hit publish. But y'all still listened, and I thank you for doing that. Thank you for being here again. And
I had people in my inbox saying, yes, call me out on the podcast. Not you calling Mark Walton, and I got a hit for it. Not me. Because Dan called Mark Walton and said she can't dance. And Mark
did not call her out
immediately. Well, okay.
But
you made the very proud statement that she's not a dancer. She's a nice pole dancer or go-go boy.
Yeah.
And she came for the girl. And I was like, oh, that's my sister.
Sometimes, Nick, I just think that you have to remember that, like, we record this and the things you say can be hurtful to people. And if you are going to come here out loud and you're going to come for people in that Oh, Satan got me. Karma came quick.
I'm just watching this because I can't believe that you were even going to be saying that sentence out of your mouth. But clearly you couldn't make it.
You know? I know.
So she's going back to find a little place in time. Why was Marco upset? Because of you talking about him not being able to dance.
Listen, Dan came on the podcast and said that her friend cannot dance and I took the hit for it. And poor me, in my young age, had to deal with the repercussions.
Well, I'm glad you did. Look, and if it gets bad, I can book you a ticket. We'll get you on that train to Georgia and you go live your life in the countryside.
Ooh.
If it's too much for you. Should we get into the show?
Yes.
Shall we?
Go on then.
Yes. Okay. We're 11 minutes in. Should we do stories from the streets? Seb, thank you for joining us. Do you want to kick us off with some stories from the streets? What's been going on in the life that we want to talk about?
So, okay, do you want a club story, or do you want a romance story, or do you want a work story? Pick.
I think I want a work story today.
Buckle up, ladies and gentlemen. So for those of you that don't know, my name is Seb. I'm a PT at a certain gay gym in London. The gayest gym in London. The gym is so gay that today I went into the changing rooms and found a pair of sweatbox flip-flops in the changing room where someone had been wearing their flip-flops that they got from sweatbox. Because, you know, the gays would like to recycle and reuse. Yes.
The girls be girling.
Yeah, so at the moment, some muscle carrying has got it out for me. Yeah, this all started on a typical Wednesday when I was just downstairs doing my business. I went to get my bag. I wanted to take a tablet because I had a headache. So you know me and my bag. Everything is in my bag.
So literally.
The whole world is in that bag, yeah? So in order to get the tablet, I had to empty out the bag. So I empty out the bag and then I put everything back in the bag and I go up to my client. 2 minutes later, some little troll is poking his finger into the side of my arm and going, my t-shirt's in your bag. I was like, okay, cool. Didn't think anything of it. Come to find out now that after he spoke to me, he's then gone to management and tell the manager that I have stolen his t-shirt, that I have stolen his t-shirt. I'll say that again, that I have stolen his t-shirt. Now, the main thing about this is, if you look at the size of me and you look at the size of him, I would like to know what I'm doing with this t-shirt because it would barely fit around my penis, let alone anywhere else in my body. My friend, you are tiny, yeah? You look like Papa Smurf on steroids, yes? You look like a menopausal gym rat, literally a rat in a gym on menopause that has taken so much steroids that the veins have popped out your bum hole. I don't understand what you are doing here, sir, at this point in time. Why is it that you have come to me, 6'4" and 20 stews to stone, me, about your little t-shirt? My 11-year-old nephew couldn't fit into this t-shirt. This man is so small, Nick. Yeah? Well, you know when you look across the room and you see certain people in your eye line? I have never seen this man in my eye line. I have to look down sometimes so I don't trip over him. He's that small. He literally looks like the muscle king of the Oompa Loompas. And here he is telling everybody that I've stolen his t-shirt. So, yeah. I wasn't in the best of moods. And it's one of those things where I don't know what reaction he thought he was going to get, but everybody he's told has backed me up. Even, and I have to say this, even the white gays that don't like me, that have called me a lot of things over this period of time that I've been there, but managed to still not call me a thief. Power to the evil gays. I know that most of you are trying to kill me at all points in time, but at least you haven't called me a thief. So that's my story from the streets. I know it's a bit of a rant, ladies and gentlemen.
No, but I feel like in recent times, like I know this happened to Dan as well. I feel like there's always some kind of people. No, I'm talking about when someone stole something from your house.
Remember that time? No, I thought you were talking about the time that woman in the club.
In the toilet.
That too.
I forgot about her. Oh my God. It's an epidemic. They're coming for the black girls.
They literally are. Because this motherfucker had a problem with Michael, another black girl in the gym. Yeah. And when he came up to me afterwards, because obviously I worked there, was trying to get some sympathy for me. I literally said to him, sir, I am not the person that you need to complain to because that person over there is my friend. So I don't see where the discussion is going. And he's like, oh, but you know, the audacity of him to be using a cable. I said, say that sentence again. He's like, the audacity of him to be using a cable at peak time. I was like, it's a gym. He's using the cables at peak time. What are we meant to do here? What are we meant to do? Like, it's crazy. It really is.
You know what?
Go on.
Well, on the back end of that, I have a little story from the street where you're talking about gyms. So let me go into mine real quick. I have a pet peeve that I really like because you know I've been training a lot more lately. People with that him. Use and myself, my flatmate.
Is this the straight boy?
Yes, the straight man.
Is he still straight?
Yes, sadly, I tried.
I've met the straight man, and I can confirm that is a straight man.
That is a,
and not even like a, like that is just a, that's a straight man who likes to make his music.
Correct. Cool. Correct.
Has he had you enter his bedroom yet?
No.
Sebastian, you need to, don't come on the show and give Nick ideas, okay? Listen. He's committed to knowing that this man is straight. Allow him.
When I'm smelling boxes, my own time is my business. None of your business on here.
I didn't need to know that.
Anyway, let me get into the tea. Now, I've been going to the gym after work, right? And there is this one girl in this gym that I go to. And let me tell you why she pissed me the fuck off. Madam, gym etiquette number one. If it is peak time between 5 and 7 in the evening, why the fuck are you supersetting when everybody needs a fucking gadget to work out? What the fuck is that about? Why are we supersetting during peak times? Girl.
I'm gonna jump in on this one because I actually have no issue with a superset. If you're superset, sorry, we're gonna get Jimmy on this one. Hello, we're now Gym Fitness Podcast. Okay. I don't mind a superset if you can do a superset in your little area with the equipment that you have access to right then and there.
That's fine. That is
so
fine.
If you're on a bench, I actually encourage you to superset. Let's get through things a bit quicker. Let's do some movements together. But there are genuine girls who, if you've been at Gymbox, there is like a cable section that has a pull down, 2 cables in a row. Yes. I have literally seen one of the muscle girls been like, I do pull downs and then he needs to do something with the cable and then he's doing the row as his superset. He's using 3 machines in one. And anytime someone came over to do it, he was like, oh, sorry, I'm using this as a circuit. It is 6:30 p.m. Plan your circuits better. Or you come here at 2 p.m. when no one else is here. What do you think you're doing?
Girl, how are you using the cables? You're using the cables, the lat pull down, and the fucking bicep curls at the same time. What are we doing? Where are you working out? What's going on?
It honestly is not that serious. You can calm down. Okay, you don't need to be doing all 3 of these things. You're not training for Ninja Warrior. Right. Okay, this is not a CrossFit class. Turn up at a time when it is empty if you want to be doing all that and knock yourself out. Have a great time.
It is 5:36 on a Tuesday. What is wrong with you? Girl.
Okay, welcome to my life. Welcome to my absolute life.
She's in her gym shack fighters and she's watching all... Mind you, she is watching YouTube for these... No, I lie. She's watching TikTok for these exercises she's doing, by the way. So not only is she supersetting, she's using TikTok as a guide for her workout. So I am pissed.
I mean, then we're pissed at the wrong person because she's just following instructions.
No.
We gotta find
We're pissed at the right person, yeah? Because even if it says on TikTok to do all those exercises, it doesn't say to do them all together at once at the same time.
It probably does. It probably literally does. I've seen so many videos where it's like, oh yeah, just do this superset. And I'm looking at it like, you understand that superset will have me running across the gym. You want me to have a bench. You want me to be doing a bench. It's back day, so they want me to be doing dumbbell rows on the bench, doing that. And then you want me to run to do pull-ups? Do you know how far apart those things are? Are you dumb? Are you dumb and mad?
Unless you're in a private gym, and you know these commercial gyms, they be putting
there's no such thing
and legs over there.
There's no such thing as a private gym, because any gym that you go into will have more members than you. And so you need to have the etiquette of be doing stuff that you can keep to yourself in your little corner. I cannot stand these CrossFit Karens that need to do every single exercise under the sun badly in a space of 2 minutes, taking up space, littering it. Like, it just looks like a teenage boy's bedroom of gym equipment spread across the whole world. You cannot find a piece of floor. You cannot find a floor space. If you ask them, oh, can I use that while you're doing the other thing, 20,000 things that you're doing, all of a sudden it's an issue. It's like, why are you coming in my space for? I've got to do this in a certain amount of time.
Exercise is meant to release endorphins. Why are they so mad?
True. Can I ask you a question? Have you ever had a conversation with a CrossFit girly? Nothing. They are dead.
All they know is reps.
Reps, and that's it. It's like these CrossFit girlies have. It's like, girl, how do we talk? What do we talk about?
I genuinely I'm impressed by the dedication to just shut off the brain.
I'm happy for you.
I only know CrossFit. I don't know anything else. I'm like, that is a sweet, simple life. I enjoy it.
It's very simple.
There are CrossFit places that will let you do that.
CrossFit is a cult. Yes, it is a cult. It's very simple. They have their cult leader in every single gym. You can always spot them because they're the ones that have the antiquated gym kit and a little bit, if they're special or if they're gay, they have the short shorts and the nice socks. That will be their leader. Go on.
Talking about cults, okay? Let's get into our cult and our cult leader because I've got some problems and we've got 7 minutes. So we're getting into it.
Okay. Is this Miss Beyonce?
It's Miss Beyonce again. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I don't care. I'm talking about her. She is my dear cult leader. So Beyonce has released her hair care range. And I don't know how to say the name. So I've just been saying Secret. How are we saying it? Is there an agreed pronunciation?
I thought it was Secret.
Secret. Dad, look at my head.
Yeah.
This is not for me. This is not my issue.
you might want to moisturize the back hair.
No, because the back hair is only there because my barber's on holiday. I look like a conservative. Like,
okay, so Beyonce's released her hair care range. And I, as a curly haired little queen, was like, okay, let me just go have a look, see what's happening, see if I'll give Beyonce some more of my money. But I trust her because I've seen that hair. And I trust Miss Tina. So let me go on. On the website, you can do a quiz. So you can like do a quiz and go through like your hair requirements and what you're trying to get and all this stuff, the condition of your current hair thing. And then it suggests products. Now they have made the ingenious, but also offensive decision that once you complete that quiz, it doesn't just recommend you this and you might want to have a look at this and have a look at this. It adds it immediately to your basket. Just puts it straight in there. She's like, go have this and this and this and this. And you're thinking, tell me why by the end of this quiz, I had £160 worth of products just sat in that basket. And she was just like, put in the card details. Now,
how many products do you have in that basket?
Four products.
£160.
£160.
So £40 a product.
£40 a product.
Baby, the fucking hair oil is £36. £36.
Am I going to pay it?
You are, not me.
No, Dan, this is why I date bald-headed men. Because all that money goes on me. All that money goes on me.
Is that the only reason why I date bald-headed men? Or they have big dicks? What are you trying to say? What are we trying to say?
I wouldn't know because they're not going to get to use it. Like, they can have all the big dick they want. Like, it's very nice to look at. It's a nice little steering wheel.
You, You two just keep talking absolute bullshit on this time, because the reason why Seb dates bald-headed men is because they've got commitment issues and he knows they're going to run away at some point, so he don't have to be around for long.
Well, they couldn't commit to their hairline, so how are they going to commit to me?
Drag them! Bald-head men, drag them! Drag them! Drag the bald-head men!
Well, let me talk to a non-bald-headed bitch right now. Miss Beyoncé Knowles. Miss Beyoncé Knowles Carter. Do you not understand how deep your hands are in my pockets? Do you not get it? Do you just everything you release is going to be amazing. So I'm going to want to taste. I need her to start releasing yearly sample platters where you can get a little bit of everything that she's going to release or has released at the end of the year for like a smooth 50 quid.
Yeah.
So just a hint of the album, a taste of the hair care range. Okay. That's all I want. I don't need anything else. I don't want full price products anymore from you. My bank account can't handle it. Cost of living is still going.
I was really hoping for her to, like, you know how, you know when Fenty Skin did the little trial set for like 25. I was hoping for that, but then I saw a shampoo for £25. I was like, Beyonce, I'm good. Let me stick to my Maui for £5 and Superdrug. Let me stick to that. Well,
this is the thing, right? I don't understand why anybody is buying Beyonce hair care range. And I've seen this quote online.
Seb, you don't understand why anybody buys any hair care.
Because it's I don't.
Look at you.
Yeah. I don't.
Like, you said it yourself.
Nails, teeth, shoe polish, whatever. Sell us product. But the bitch has been in a wig since 1992. Like, what are we doing here?
No. Wow, you can't cut that woman's hair. You can't cut that woman's hair, because underneath that wig, you know it is godly, blessed, and like flourishing underneath that.
Yeah, I know that. But so I know that because I know my Arab girls that wear the hijab. When you actually get to see their hair, it's golden. It's smooth. It's nice. It's pretty. It feels good to the touch. Jay-Z is loving his hair because, you know, it's doing everything that his isn't. But at the same time, why are you buying hair products from Beyonce? If it was Kelly Rowland's, yeah? And God bless her, yeah, because she's got her shit together. If it was Michelle, then get your blowout. Get your back blown out. Because if Michelle did a line, you'd be, £3.50 in a super drug? Like, everybody's happy.
No, Michelle's you would have to buy from a church website, and it would be part of some kind of fundraiser.
Yeah. It'd be like a TD Jakes fucking payment plan or some shit like that.
TK Maxx. TK Maxx in a plastic
Michelle's
box
haircare line comes with a free Bible.
Yeah.
Some prayer requests.
A free King James Version Bible as well.
You get added into the prayer tree. Someone's grandma's emailing you.
No, it'll be like a telegram for prayers and all that shit. That's what the kids use these days.
That's what we get. Anyway, Beyonce, just to wrap this one up, I will be purchasing. I might not be purchasing right now. Payday is coming. This might be my birthday gift to myself. Am I going to buy myself a £40 tub of Beyonce's curling cream for my birthday? Yes, I am. If any of you got a problem with that, come fight me. Are you going to fight me in the street about it? No, you're not. So leave me alone and allow me to be happy. That's all I've got.
So what are you going to do after all the money you spend and pull out your hair? What are you going to do? After all this
I guess I'm going to be a bald bitch with commitment issues like the rest of them. Like, what do you want from me?
Look, not this. Let me get out of here. Let's get out of here.
Okay, Nick, you can wrap it up.
Thank you for joining us, Auntie Seb. Where can the girls find you as usual?
You can find me at SebEdPT on Instagram. You can also find me at Black, Bald and Kinky. Spelled KYNCHE. So that Instagram doesn't take me offline.
And you can find our favorite I wouldn't say she's a co-host. She's more like a host with all the money. Dan, you can find Dan.
I mean, famously, not all the money. Oh, thank you.
You can find Dan on the streets of Clapham, looking for money to buy Secret. If you can, you can always offer her money at DanJamesLDN on Instagram and Twitter. You can find me, it's Nick Charles, on Twitter and Instagram. Until then, you can offer me money any way you like.
I need a pay pig. I need a sugar daddy. All applications are open. Pig. Listen, like, if it's in you to enjoy me having your money, let it be in you, but let it be in me. Okay, cool. Everybody,
I know a lot of things that. Ooh. Seb just say if he wants something in you, come to him. Okay, bye, sisters. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. That is not.
That's
what
not
I
what
said
you said,
you know
but that's what they're gonna.
That's
hear.
What you imply. That's what you said, and that's what you imply.
You want a sugar daddy who's gonna give you money, and you don't have to put anything inside them.
Yeah, it's called reparations. That's what it's called.
Oh wow! Oh wow!
Because I need to be treated like a first wife. That's what I need. That's my life now from now on.
All right, Michelle Obama. Come through.
I don't think I need a first wife treatment. I think I need a good forever mistress treatment.
Mm.
Like, you know I'm going to be around for 30 years, so you treat me nice.
No, because mistresses have to give out the oral and give out the pum-pum. First wives, you can let somebody else do that and you go shopping in Beverly Hills. That's the life that I want. Off you go. Give me bags. Every time Beyonce drops something, I never have to look for cash.